Shein Oichel, that he's not allowed to eat kochim. Is Ein Din, isn't it a swear for sure, Shim Ova Achilu, that if he does the avoid, he should be Mechalu? So that's the way the Rebbe Shmuel went out, a Kal B'Choymo, that a Zar should pass through the Korban. The word says no, Ma Lebal Mum, Shekein Osa Boi, Korif Kemakriz. I tell you that, just like by the Korban itself, there's a Psul of a Bal Mum. If the Korban, the animal, has a Mum on it, you can't bring it. So the Chomedik Psul, not only does it apply to the Kain, it also applies to the animal. So maybe here there's such a Psul of a Bal Mum, or Kain that's a Bal Mum, if he does the Avoido, he'll passel. Mashen Kain, by a Zar, there's no such Psul of a Korban being a Zar. So maybe if a Zar, or Yisro, does the Avoido, maybe does not make a Psul. So maybe the Pirchon is Kal V'Chayma. Gemara says, Tomei Yechiech, I bring a proof from a Tomei. A Kohen that's Tomei, if it does the Avoid, he makes the Psul, he passes the Korban, like we'll learn soon. And there's no Din Tumah by the Korban itself. A Korban, a Baal Chai, is not Makabu Tumah. Gemara says, no, Mal the Tomei Shekeim Metamei. I'll tell you, a person, a Kohen that's Tomei, has something special to him. That a person is Metamei something else. If he's Tomei, he's Nava Tumah, he's Metamei somebody else. Maybe that's why he passes the Avoidah. But his Zara does not be Matam or anybody, maybe he does not pass through the Korban. So when it says on this, we'll go back to Baal Mum Yechiech. Baal Mum could be Yechiech for this. But Baal Mum does not make somebody else a Baal Mum. So Chosra Din, I learn out backwards one from the other. And I say, Leroy Zek, Roy Zev, Leroy Zek, Roy Zev, that this Chumra is not the same as the other one. So each one cancels out the other one. What is the Hatzara Shava Sheben? What's the common denominator here? What do they both have in common? Shemus Horim, that there's a lav and azoro not to do the avoida. They can't do the avoida not when he's a balmum and not when he's tomei. V'yim ovdu chidlu. In both of these two cases, we learn out from sukim that he is mechalo the korbin. Is afan a yovi zar? The same way I learn out from this kavuchoyim like I learn that a zar, a regular Yisrael, shul muzar, who soon see from where there's a lav for zar not to do the avoida. And therefore, v'yimovat chilu, if he does the avoido, that's the limud. Now we learn out from a kavuchayim, from a zar, and we learn out from a balmum, and from a tomei, that he would be mechalo the avoido. Now the Gemara says, minolun demuzo. From which pasuk, how do we know to say that a zar, where's the law for a zar not to do the avoido? Imi v'yinozru, if from the pasuk of v'yinozru, if you dash like we learned before, that v'yinozru mikosha b'nei Yisrael, meaning that the Bnei Yisrael has to stay away and not to do the Avoido. If so, if we're dashing like that, then Chilu Begufik Sivdei. It says clearly, V'lo Yechalu. It says there'll be Mechalu the Korban. She did not have to have a Kalvo Chayma then. It says clearly in the Pasuk. So this can't be the Drosh. And this Mandiyam is not dashing like we had before, like the Vei Levi learned. Because according to Levi, you don't have to have a Kalvo Chayma. So obviously, Rabbi Shmuel is not learning like this. So where's Rabbi Shmuel's pasuk from? Tumor says, Elo mi v'zar lo yakrib aleichem. From another pasuk, there's a law of a zar should not come to do the avodah. Here it does not say chilu. Therefore, it's only in azara. How do I know that the zar has been mechalo the korban that I have this kavuchayim with the limud? Now the Gemara says, Ikal mitzvah. Now you can still ask the question. Mali asar hashavu shabem shekein lo yhutru b'bomo. I tell you, there's no by a bomo. There's an Indian that a Baal Mum cannot do the Avoidah, and if you tell me also he cannot do the Avoidah, Mashenkin is Zahar, a Zahar is kosher by Ibama. So I cannot learn out that a Zahar would pass the Avoidah in the base of Middush from a Tomei, from a Baal Mum, because by them there's no Heta by Bomis Yochid, Bishas Heta Rabomis. Mashenkin is Zahar is kosher, Bishas Heta Rabomis. So maybe a Zahar has a less of a Psul, maybe if a Zahar does the Avoidah, he does not pass the Korban. Tomorrow says, okay, Loi Taimu, do not say, we want enough from the Baal Mum, do not say then that Tommy Yechiech, we need Tommy to be Yechiech, Elaim, rather, Oinin Yechiech. Tell me an Oinin is Yechiech. And Oinin will learn out from Sukkim later, that if an Oinin, again, that's this Kayin, that his father died before they made the Kfura, he's called an Oinin, he's not allowed to do the Avoida, and soon later we'll learn out from Sukkim that he passes the Avoida, like we'll soon see, how do we know that an Oinin could do the Avoidah B'Shas Heter Abomis? So you see, an Oinin, even though there's a B'Shas Heter Abomis, he's Mutah, still the shas the base of midrash. When anyone does it, it makes up soul. So therefore, zah should be the same way. The Gemara says no. Just learn out from einain mali einain shekain osar b'maisim. The Kal v'chomer would be that an einain. In other words, when he wanted to ask the kasha from a baal mum, she said no. Baal mum is more chomer. Because just like it applies by the kohen, it also applies to the behemoth. So don't say that a tummy yachiyach, but rather say now an einin yachiyach. An einin does not apply to an animal. There's no denying by an animal. So you have to clear it out from a balmum. To say that madrach a balmum that could eat kochim, when he does the avoida, he passes the korbin. So with that, it's not allowed to eat the kochim. For sure, if he does the avoida, he'll make a psul, he'll pass the korbin. Now the Gemara says, no, he asked the question, Uchura, Mali einin shekeinosa b'maiser. But an einin has a more chomedic alok, it's not like the meister sheni. He's also teat, an einin. So maybe that's why the Torah was so makbid, that if an einin does the avoid, they'll make a psul. My shenkin is zar, he's allowed to eat the meister. There's no psul for zar to eat meister. So maybe I can't learn out zar from einin. Tumor says, on this, Baalmum yachiyach, O Baalmum is yachiyach, O Baalmum is allowed to eat meister, and still he passes the carbon. And again, the choizer adin leroy zek roy zeh asar hashavu shabem shem usharim, and therefore they make a psul is achina. Therefore, that's why when out the zar passes the carbon. Mor says no chochina miros. So lift. Let's ask the question: mal asar hashavu shem shken lihuta babama, that maybe it was not huta babama. In other words, like who said my name was allowed to do the avodah to b'shas babamis? Maybe the Shasta Bumas and Einim was also. And therefore, you cannot have a Zar from the other ones, because the other ones have an Issa, even B'Shasta Heterabomis. But Shaken is Zara that's mutter to bring B'Shasta Heterabomis, therefore, maybe it does not possibly avoid the B'Shasta Beis Hamidish. Mr. Moore says back, no. Mask give Lord Rab Somo, Bray the Rovo, Oman Leimlan, who told you, the Yone Nasa Babom, who told you that an Einim is now a do the Avoidah? Even b'shas heter abomah is duma, maybe sharab abomah, maybe it's mutter. B'shas heter abomah is maybe an einin is allowed to do the avoida, and the reason would be the Rashi says the gabi einin sevu min hamikdash. There's only yosef from the base hamikdash for an einin to do the avoida, but maybe b'shas heter abomah is an einin with mutter. Therefore, it's good when we learn out we can make it so we can have the limud. From an einin, you can't ask the kashrus can huta b'bama because an einin is also huta b'bama. Now, Rav Shashi says like this. Again, how do we know that a zar passes the avodah? Ask your kal v'chaymah miyoshev. He makes the kal v'chaymah from yoshev, a kohen that's sitting down. Ma yoshev shoychel im ovat chilu madach, a kohen that's sitting down. If he eats the kochim, he's allowed to eat when he's sitting down. Still, if he does the avoid is sitting down, he passes the korban and will soon have to look for it later. That he passes the korban, if so, Zara, regularly Yisrael, she'eino yoichel, he has no right to eat from the korban. Is eino dim, shim'ov achil, isn't it a svar for sure? Shim'ov achil, if he does the avoid, he'll pass the korban. Mor says, no. Ma'al yoshev shekain posel yedus. Yoshev sitting down, maybe that's a special type of psul. It even applies to yedus. Edith, the Pesach says, V'yomdu shnei ha'noshim. That the Edom have to stand. If they sit down, they're possibly Edith. So maybe that's why Yoshev is a bigger soul. That's why if the Kohen sits down and does the Avodah, he passes the Korban. Ma'ashenken, by Zar, there's no soul Edith. By Zar, maybe Zar does not pass the Korban. Gemara says, Mi'yoshev Talmud Chochem, I'll tell you now, that by Edith, a Talmud Chochem is allowed to sit down. And with Ashen the Gemara Sanhedrin, he'll either be made covered to a Talmud Chochem. So therefore, there's not always a psul yoshev by Edus. Therefore, you can't ask me any pircha, it's different by Edus. The Gemara still says though, but mal is shame yoshev shekei posul yedus. Like even though you find one case that's mutter for a Talmud Chochem to say Edus sitting down, but for other people it's possible to say Edus sitting down. So it still does a pircha in this Kal v'chayma. Yeshiv has a psul that I call upon him and apply to Edus. The Gemara says, he holds, and Mashash he holds, shame Yeshiv with Paruch. We do not ask such a question, because since you find certain times that it's kosher Edus even to sit down, so sitting down is not always such a big psul by Edus. Therefore, it's not a Paruch on this Kal v'chayma. And the Yim Tam Leim Aparach, even if you want to say, you could ask this question, so the Chur is not a good Kavach Chayim Azar from a Yeshiv, maybe Yeshiv is worse, because sometimes Yeshiv is possibly Edis. So I'll tell you so, Asiyim Yeshiv and Mechad Mihanach, I'll learn it out from Yeshiv and one of the other ones, either from Tomei or from a Balmum. So, therefore I have the Kavach Chayim from Yeshiv and one of the other ones. Now the Gemara says, but the Yeshiv, the Kashi, the Bama Minolan, how do we know, like, you don't ask the question over here, that it's possibly the Bama, Mashma, by the Bamas, you're allowed to do the Avodah sitting down. How do we know this? Because the Pasuk says, Lamad Lefnei Hashem L'Shosoi. You have to stand up in front of Hashem to worship Hashem. So, Vidashim Lefnei Hashem, only in front of Hashem, he's in the base of Migdash. That's where the Kohanim have to do the Avodah standing up. For Lo Lefnei Bama, not in front of a Bama. By a Bama that's not considered Lefnei Hashem, there's no psul if you're sitting down. Therefore, Yeshiv also is Hutar to Bamas. Therefore, it's good. I cannot recover Chayma that if Yeshiv does the Avodah, he passes the Avodah, for sure Azar would also pass all the Avodah. This is how we learn out the first part of the Mishnah, that if Azar does the Avodah, not only is he doing the Nisa, but he also passes the Korban. Alright, we'll stop here. You're holding that Tezayin Amar Aleph. In the middle of the Gemara, near the bottom, Oinin. The Mishnah says, if an Oinin does the Avodah, so he makes a psul in the Korban. So an Oinin is what? That's a Kayin, that one of his Korban was made, and before they made the Kruah, he's called an Oinin. That he's asked to do the Avodah, a regular Kayin. So we ask the question, Minolan, how do we know this? That a regular Kayin is asked to do the Avodah when he's an Oinin. And if he does it, like our Mishnah says, that it makes a psul, how do we know this from? So when it says, the Pasuk says, O min ha-mikdash lo yaitzei, for lo yichalo. And here the Pasuk is talking about a Kohen Gadol. And it's saying there's a special halacha by a Kohen Gadol, that if he's an Oinin, even though his father died, still he does not have to leave the Beis HaMikdash. And if he does the Avodah, he will not be mechalo the Avodah. So the Diyuk is, ha-achar shalo yatzechilo. If a regular Kohen had you though, if he does not leave when he's a Hedyot, when he's an Oinin, he will be Mechalo the Avodah. So from there we have a Diyuk that an Oinin is Mechalo the Avodah. We have Yelezer, Rav Lezer says in the Yochav in this Pasuk, that the Pasuk says, Hein Hegrivu, Ani Yikrafti. This is what Aaron was answering back to Moshe Rabbeinu. When Moshe was angry at Aaron and asked him, how come you burnt the carbon? Why didn't you eat from the carbon? So Aaron answered back and said, listen, Hein Hegrivu, did my sons bring the carbon? They're an Oinin. Like, if they would have brought it, you'd be right. Then we were supposed to burn it. Ani Yikrafti. But Aaron said, no, you should know I brought the carbon today. And I'm a Kohen Gadol, and a Kohen Gadol is allowed to bring the carbon, even though I'm an Oinin. But Nechal is the proof, the Inu Akrib, it would have been true that his two sons would have brought the carbon today, and they were Oinin, because their brothers, Nadav Avihu, died today. So then Shapur Sarif, then it would have been good, then Moshe wouldn't have had any complaints why he burnt the carbon. So from the fact that Aaron answered back and said, it was not my sons, it was me, Mashav would have been his son, the regular Kohen Hedyot, if he would do the Avodah when he's an Oinin, it would be Cholol, it would be Tain Sreifa. So here the Pasuk is saying clearly that an Oinin, if he does the Avodah, he's Mechalol the Avodah, that you would have to burn the carbon. Now the Gemara says, Rabbi Loza, my time aliyoma mi v'min ha-migdash l'yaytzei, how come Rabbi Loza needs his pasuk by Aaron? Why doesn't he learn it out from the first pasuk? That we dash in the min ha-migdash, it says that Kohen Gadol does not have to leave the base of migdash. Mashma Kohen Hedyot has to leave the base of migdash when he's anointing. Because if he would do the avodah, he'd be mechal the avodah. Amaloch, Rabbi Loza answers back and says, Amaloch, Miksev ha'achar shlo yaitzei chilul. He doesn't make this diak. It only says that if the Kohen Gadol, he's allowed to do the Avodah, and he's not mechalol. But he doesn't know from this diak, it's not meduyik to say, mashma, if a Kohen Hedyot does the Avodah, then it is mechalol. Maybe no. Maybe if a Kohen Hedyot does it, it's also not mechalol. So you have no proof in this pasuk of min ha'migdash shlo yaitzei lechalol. The fact that a Kohen Gadol is not mechalol, he did not have a proof to say clearly that a Kohen Hedyot would be mechalol. Therefore, Rabbi Lez learned it out rather from the Pasuk by Aaron HaKohen, that he answered back to Moshe and said, It was not his sons that brought the korban today, but it was he himself. Now the Gemara is the Iduch. Like the other man, the Yom, my time, the Yom, my hand, he grew. The Tanakhama, he learns out from the Postage of a Kohen Godol. I mean, Amigdash Le'yetz, say, how come he does not learn out from the same Postage of Lutheran learns out from the Postage of Aaron HaKohen, that it says, Mehen Hikrivu, it's Mashmir, if they would have brought it, it would be good, why they're supposed to burn it. So Morin says, the Tanakhama holds no, from that Postage of Aaron, there's no proof. I'll tell you, Kisavar, Mifnei Tuma Nisrafor. The reason why it was burnt was because they became Tumeim, not because they were Anoinim. Asilchus Anoinim is not talking about the Postage. True, they were Anoinim, but that's not the Shal. The Shal was, like Rashi explains, we'll see a Gemara later about this, that since they were Anoinim, true, so therefore they were not Makbah, they didn't keep themselves Torah. So because of Anoinim, they became Tomei. And they did the Avodah when they were Tomei, that's what would have made a Psul in the Korban. So you have no right to say the Psul would be because they're Anoinim. It could be no. Could be just because the fact they're Anoinim, they did not make the Kfur yet, they would not pass on the Korban. But the reason why the children would have brought the korban, it would have been Yisra, would have been good, was because they became Tomei, they were Tomei today. So Mishum Efnei Tumah Nisrafa. And we'll see later on, this is the Machlokes later on in the Gemara. Now Kuf Aleph, later on we'll see, the Machlokes exactly what's Pshan these Tzukim will be of Heinik Rivu, Anir Krafti, was it because of Aninus, or was it because of Tumah? Now the Gemara says, Devei Rebbe Yishmael, Tono, Devei Rebbe Yishmael learned. How do I know to say get an Einin? If he does the avoid the regular crane hedget, when he's an Einin, he makes a psul in the carbon, he passes the carbon. Ask you the kavachoma mi balmum. He learns that a kavachoma from a balmum. The kavachoma is like this. Oma bal.